This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
Nathan Schellenhammer says a mid and late round Greer does great. I'd like to see him hit more on the first and second rounders. So, right, we'll find out if that's, last time I checked, Minka was a first rounder. Last time I checked, Tunso was a first rounder. Last time I checked, X was a second rounder. Last time I checked, those guys are successful, right? So I know, I get it. Igbinoghami, Austin Jackson, and Tua are still, you know, the jury is still out on those guys. X wasn't special either. His first year and a half, maybe two, kind of started really like becoming X, like his third year, probably. It's when he became like the guy. So I don't know. You know, he hits on him, but we got to give him time to develop, you know? It's not as easy as it sounds. Charles Harris, miss. Christian Wilkins, a good player. Christian Wilkins hasn't been a bad player. Raekwon Davis, I know the kid got injured, but we got to give him some time, and hopefully he gets back with a knee, and he plays the way we're expecting him to play. You just drafted Jalen Phillips. Let's wait. You guys want microwave results, and that's just not the way it goes. So he has hit on first and second rounders, but now you're talking about the last couple of years. Now those we have to give some time to develop. You're not going to hit on all of them. Okay. And here's the other thing. You can't have your cake and eat it too. If you miss on a second rounder, but you hit on Van Ginkel in the fifth, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. Right? As long as you're finding players, you found Nick Needham on the street, right? You found Siler on the street. You guys can't pick and choose when the fuck you want to pick somebody didn't hit. Okay? That's lazy. That's absolutely lazy, right? Because they find Jonathan Ogbah off the scrap heap. He's still young enough, actually, that you can have a future with him, and they got him on a cheap-ass contract. That's how you win games, ladies and gentlemen. And you find Miles Gaskin in the seventh round. You understand what I'm saying? You can't pick and choose. Players are players. Whatever you find to help you, street free agency, a trade like Adam Shaheen, or a draft pick. Don't give me this lazy-ass shit. Oh, no, I just want to pick on Charles Harris and Noah Igbinoghami. Yeah, but then I can give you 30 other players that they hit on in all kinds of ways. That doesn't fly like that, okay? You don't hit on all seven picks. So if you find a guy that's a really good player for you later in the draft, so be it. I don't care where you found him. Does he help you win is the question. Yes. So then that's all that counts. Just like I've been warning you guys ahead of time, right? Because the so many Dolphin fans assume, and you're so critical on the offensive line, and you assume all five draft picks are going to hit. And that's just not the case. There are so many Dolphin fans that are hypercritical about all five picks, and they never take the time to say, well, wait a minute, who the hell hits on five offensive linemen? So let's say Austin Jackson sucks, but Eichenberg's awesome. It's a wash. Let's say Hunt is awesome and Solomon Kinley isn't. It's a wash. And let's say you hit on Dieter. You're a monster if you hit on three or five. You're only going to hit on two or three of these guys. If they hit on four or five, like I've said over and over again, Chris Greer's an effing genius. Let's not get lazy here, okay? Let's not start talking, oh, they missed on this guy, and then you're leaving everything out that they find. And that's just not fair either. You know, Gesicki, by the way, is a second rounder, isn't he? For that guy that chimed in last time I checked. Did he not hit on that also? I mean, you know, it's pure laziness to just point out a player or two or three or whatever. But overall, he's hit on guys. They've hit on several guys. And they found guys outside the draft, undrafted. They've traded for guys. All that's how you win. You don't only win with the draft picks. You better be good at finding some undrafted college free agents. You better be good at trading for some guys. You better be good stealing guys off of somebody else's practice squad. And then obviously in free agency where you overpay most of the time, but once in a while, you're going to have to hit on them. It's just a lazy thing. Oh, look, in the end, here's what I'm going to tell you. They're 16-10 since the 0-7 start. So I don't care if you want to nitpick about one pick here, one pick there. Is the team getting better? Yes. Then what the hell do you want? Right? What the hell do you want? Do you want to actually, you know, a real football team? Or do you want to just be a bitter-ass fan that's trying to find the negative in everything? Meanwhile, the team went 10-6 last year and now started 1-0. They got a shot at going 2-0 this week, and they beat Buffalo. I don't care how they beat Buffalo. You know that, right? I hope it's another one-point win. As long as it's a win, it's a win.